Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, July 16th, 2020. After another rape on Tuesday near Potsdam Babelsberg, police arrested a man announced by the Berlin Attorney General's office on Twitter on Tuesday evening, quote, who, according to current information, is the wanted serial offender. On Tuesday morning, per police, a passerby had noticed a young woman in a wooded area between Babelsberg and Dreilinden who was obviously in shock and claimed to have been raped. Per initial findings, the Potsdam-based woman was jogging on a forest path when the perpetrator first approached her and asked for directions. Shortly thereafter, he is said to have overpowered and raped her. The passerby had led the woman out of the woods, where she was immediately given medical attention and taken to the hospital. The police then launched a large-scale manhunt in the vicinity. Officers did find a man on a bicycle near the scene of the crime to whom the description fit. Faced with the officers, the man fled into the forest, leaving his bicycle behind. The police chased the man, demanding him to stop, after which an officer fired several warning shots without success, and the perpetrator continued to flee. No one was injured by the shots, and the 29-year-old suspect was eventually apprehended and taken into custody in Neue Kreisstraße near the border between Berlin and Brandenburg. Investigators took fingerprints and DNA samples, among other things, to secure evidence. Nora Schormann of the State Office of Criminal Investigation said the perpetrator had used massive violence against the women. He had initially addressed the victims in a very friendly manner, and afterwards he grabbed them by force and strangled them. The victims were then dragged away from the path to more remote areas. It was also reported that the rapist wanted to make dates with the victims after the crimes. Following a public investigation, Berlin investigators ID'd the suspect earlier this week. They had previously published clearly recognizable photos of the suspect from a surveillance camera on a platform in Bernau. However, as we reported yesterday, his whereabouts were not known at first. By Monday, around 300 tips had been received from the public. The Berlin Senator for Health, Dilek Kelechi of the SPD, has shown herself open to a more targeted approach to regional coronavirus outbreaks in Germany, stating, quote, "We welcome a proposal on this from the Chancellor's office and will then discuss it at the Health Minister's Conference, which is scheduled for next Monday." In this debate, the Brandenburg Ministry of Health relies on a local approach as much as possible. According to State Secretary Michael Rumpf on Tuesday in Potsdam, especially in the case of more than 50 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants within 7 days, the districts and cities are called upon to take effective protective measures. For example, corona tests and a 14-day quarantine can be ordered, as in the case of the daycare center in Neuruppin, where hundreds of people were tested after the infection of a female employee. At the beginning of May, the federal and state governments agreed that restrictions would be imposed if the number of new infections in a district exceeded the limit of 50 per 100,000 within 7 days. These include accommodation bans and quarantine rules for people from affected regions. The federal government is now proposing an even more targeted crackdown on regional corona outbreaks. In a video link with the heads of the state chancelleries of the federal states, the head of the chancellery, Helga Braun, suggested more tests and restrictions on leaving the country. The question is whether it would be more sensible in the case of an unclear infection situation to say, according to Braun, quote, "In an affected region, everyone stays at home where there is real concern of an outbreak, keeping as precise a record as possible in order to then test across such a large area that after a few days, you can discover all the chains of infection. After that, one could, quote, quickly return to normality after having, quote, really captured the infections completely." Most recently, more than 1,000 positively tested employees of the meat processor Tönnies in North Rhine-Westphalia had led to regional restrictions in public life in the districts of Gütersloh and Warndorf. about 640,000 inhabitants were affected at times. Several German states imposed accommodation bans on people from both districts, and in the meantime, the restrictions have been lifted. In Berlin, whole blocks of houses had been quarantined due to an outbreak of coronavirus in Neukölln, where nearly 370 households were affected. Yesterday morning, the Berlin police launched a large-scale raid against suspects from the Islamist community with nearly 450 officers. 19 properties, mainly apartments and commercial premises, in the districts of Reinickendorf, Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, as well as Tempelhof-Schöneberg, were searched. Mosques were not among the buildings investigated. Authorities executed 20 search warrants on behalf of the prosecution against 12 suspects. The persons are accused of several crimes, including the financing of terrorism. In its report for last year, the Berlin Office for the Protection of the Constitution classified 2,170 people in Berlin as Islamists, 180 more than in 2018. The virologist Ulf Dittmer from Essen considers football games in full stadiums impossible at the moment and called the corresponding plans of FC Union Berlin, quote, irresponsible. The director of the Institute for Virology at the University Hospital in Essen remarked, quote, until we have a vaccine, there will not be a full stadium. Union is aiming for a, quote, full capacity stadium at the start of the season. This goal is to be achieved with the help of coronavirus tests for all 22,000 ticket holders and all those present on site. According to these plans, spectators with a negative test result, which should not be older than 24 hours, will be granted access to the stadium. The club wants to work out the concept together with the Berlin Senate and the responsible health authority of Treptow-Köpenick. Dittmer added that there are two problems. First, a test may be administered incorrectly, and second, he stated that it is possible that a test result can be negative, but the person is actually already infected and is still infectious one day later in the stadium, which cannot be ruled out. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.